Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You just knew that the guy who wore a backwards baseball cap to the wedding is also an ordained minister.
It's a given. You just knew.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
When he said that, but he's like, what about Luke? And I went, what? And he's like, yeah, he's like ordained on the internet. I'm like, of course he is.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Because y'all, he tried to make money somehow.
He thought he would make money being an ordained minister.
This guy, I guarantee you, this guy has been in part of a pyramid scheme before.
Yeah. Oh,
he has Bitcoin. Sold. He has done crypto.
Crypto, yes.
I guarantee you, Luke has been into everything.
He's except for us. But with that backwards hat, I'd hit it.
I was going to say.
He's cute.
I agree.
He's cute.
Sam is the least cute, but it's may he his looks may have been ravaged by drug use. So, as we've said, his teeth, we never see his teeth, and we think a lot of it's been gone because of drug use. This is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze.
If you're watching.
Oh, this is a special intimate portrait. It is. We've never done one in my house. We're in my living room.
That's true.
It's true. I'm ready.
We're on Skid Row.
I've got my tarot cards ready, my crystals. We might do some tarot.
No, we're not.
Show. Yeah, I got the cards out just in case. You never. And I got my stuffed animal that looks like my dog, Sophie. Just ready.
It freaks me out.
Just ready. Looks just like my dog, y'all. Just like her. I paid $100 for that, and it was worth it.
I feel like the stuffed animal is smaller than Sophie.
Sophie was a little smaller, yeah. They didn't
get it. No, Sophie was bigger.
Yo, Sophie was a little big, just a little one, but she was only 10 pounds. Yeah, it looks just
put
like
it away. It's really uncomfortable.
Really bothers Poodle. He walked in and he went.
I just stare at the dog.
We're probably gonna have to stop because there's trash cans that are gonna come by, or not trash cans, but dumpster people. And I'm going to keep looking at the thing if you're looking to see if we're recording because it shut off the other day. We're just, again, the gerbils are working too hard inside of our equipment.
We're at your place mostly because the leaks in my apartment are being taken care of today, and they're in every single room of my apartment. So
luckily
I had
it's a ceiling, not
tradesmen.
Yeah.
In my
ooh.
Yeah, and like it's
any hot ones.
One of them. Well, there's Mauricio and Hector.
I'm already in
are their names.
Mm-hmm.
Mauricio's the kind of shorter, kind of lithe joke cracker who
he,
I always see.
Oh, are these the same ones who painted?
Yes.
Ah.
And Hector is the soft-spoken, cute one who I thought was giving me eyes a couple of times.
Oh,
and
that's a pretty name.
But then I realized it's because he has a lazy eye.
Oh.
So...
I know a thing or two about that.
Yeah. I thought he was lingering on me a little longer.
A little longer.
No, it's just his lazy eye.
Well, we're
but
here.
He's a lovely person.
Hopefully no deliveries come or anything like that because it makes Poodle go crazy.
It's I just think, no, it's so loud, your little ring thing.
It's not. It's very low now. So it doesn't ring during our when I we do virtually.
You're
no
sure?
No one gives a shit, but it's true.
No one gives a shit. Well, y'all... Well,
who knows what's going to happen, though, y'all? We're on a wing and a prayer.
I'm on my iPad and not on my pad, not on my paper pad.
Yeah, I gotta...
But you know why? I did our show when I was out of town for 2 days, so I was writing on my iPad. No one gives a shit about this either.
Oh, wait. Tour dates.
Tour dates!
Tour date. Did we decide what we're going to do about that?
No.
Christina, we're going to keep rolling.
We can tell you, I can tell you now, this is the plan.
Okay.
Without.
We can edit this out if we
yes.
fuck it up and
this
Christina
is,
will
this
fix
is
it.
The plan. This is the plan right now
uh-huh.
of how things are.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's going to go this way.
Okay.
Y'all, the If You Can Dream It tour, that's the name. The If You Can Dream It tour, dates, venues, on sale dates and everything like that. On our socials.
Social
you
media.
Will, on our social media, tour dates will drop. That'll be on our Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think we'll put it on Instagram.
We'll do a Linktree link again. If you go to our Linktree, that's where we're going to get the links from them.
Yeah.
Theater. But, what
Tuesday. Tuesday, yes. February 20th. The 19th is a holiday, President's Day. We were going to do it then. Venues weren't open.
We're going to do it Tuesday, but that's just for RG Plus, right?
No, please let me finish.
How are we doing it? No, I'm trying to ask.
I'm saying the tour dates are announced for everyone. How would it be for RG Plus
well,
if we just
know.
Announced
well,
it?
Well, people are just wanting to know what I want to know. When can we buy it, Poodle?
I am trying to lay this out in the most logical way, and you are waylaying me.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Can you be quiet the rest of the time? Thank you. So Tuesday are announcements of dates, venues, and cities on our Instagram.
Right.
That's the 20th. The 21st is the beginning of the pre-sale for RG Plus members only.
Got it.
Clear? People who are on Apple Podcasts or on Apple subscriptions, you will get...
do an audio.
You will
pod.
Get an audio thing with the pre-sale code. We because we don't know your names. We don't know what you look like.
I don't know where you're from.
Yeah. We don't have your emails.
I don't know nothing
so,
about you.
People on Supercast and Patreon will get notifications either in Patreon email or something like that.
If you unsubscribe from the emails, we can't help you.
Some of you say you unsubscribe from the emails. Again, I cannot fix that for you. So
I don't know what to do. I don't know.
What I will say is I will make it a Patreon post as well. So it will come up in your Patreon account. You won't have to have an email.
Okay.
It will come up in your Patreon account.
Okay. Keep talking. I'm going to shuffle. And when you get done with this, I'm going to pull a card.
Can
of
you
how
not
this is
distract?
Go. Okay.
Thank you. I'm just trying to make this go smoother.
Okay.
And then, so you will have 2 days as part of the pre-sale on the 21st, Wednesday the 21st for RG Plus members. If you say, oh, I missed the pre-sale, I'm sorry. I really am. But
life happens.
Yeah. So the RG Plus pre-sale will be on the 21st. Then on the 23rd, Friday the 23rd, everything is going to be open to everybody. The tickets will go on sale for everyone.
There you go.
On sale, and y'all, this is 10 a.m. wherever your local time of the theater is.
So if the tickets are on sale in New York City, then they're going to go
at 10 a.m.
But if you live in Denver, Colorado, and want to buy a ticket,
10 a.m.
it's not going to be till 10 a.m. your time.
Yes.
Not New York City time.
Yes. 10 a.m. wherever your local time is.
Carl, what is our time zone, Carl?
Yeah,
doesn't
I can't
matter
help you.
What your time zone is.
It's
just 10
a.m. wherever you are.
Wherever you are. I'm gonna do a card pull on this to see how this is gonna go.
So, I'm sure there will be other people with questions. We're very, very excited. All I can do is stare at you when you're doing something like this. It's kind of like a monkey shuffling cards.
That's fair.
Or a monkey given the nuclear codes. Y'all were very excited to do this. Again, please, please, please do not, if we give this to you, if you listen to this on Sunday or Monday, please, please do the pre-sale. Because we're working with a new person with this, and I don't know how much they can do for giving us extra time.
Don't freak out. This is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to stop, drop, and breathe before you buy the tickets. Because a lot of you get excited, and sometimes you're buying on your phone. I would suggest your desktop, not
Me
your
iPad. Too.
Because you get on the web, because a lot of these websites are not mobile friendly.
No.
But you buy a ticket, and then you go, I didn't scroll down, and I wasn't able to get VIP, but yeah. I just bought. I don't know. Before we were working with Kristen, I don't know if you buy the wrong ticket for this one. Y'all, we're working with our agency, WME. They're fucking big time.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can fix this, and you might have to buy another ticket. And then we, if you wouldn't email Esther Perel about it, you probably wouldn't need to email us.
Esther Perel. I will say,
Jen Hatmaker doesn't have time for this.
Y'all, please, if you just spend a little time on this, and then if you do buy incorrectly, you can DM us about it.
I'm letting it go, because I know you get fearful about, I think it's taking care of people. We can't take care of people. We can only do what we can do. Do you need to turn your notifications off on your iPad? Are you getting dick pics from Trix?
No, but I am getting texts, so I'm going to
have
to turn that
off. Okay,
you
tell me when to stop.
Do you not get notifications?
Not when I put it on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, I need to do that. All right, let me see. Okay. Notifications. How do you, sounds do not disturb?
Look, just go down there.
No, it was there.
Focus.
Do not disturb.
God.
Okay,
wait.
Go ahead.
It's like working. Okay, tell me when to stop. You better say it.
Stop.
Oh, we got the Page of Wands. I don't know what that means.
You know what? You can't, I'm not allowing this anymore.
No.
If you can't. Act up. You can't know what these are.
No, look, I'm learning. Page of Wands, that's magic. Okay, so let me pull up my card.
This is ridiculous.
No, it's Page of Wands. This is going to go to any other podcast. Does anybody else? Oh, I turned right to it.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It
Great.
Means impulsive sense of adventure. The messenger of fire brings exciting news. Oh, this is good. Be open to adventurous opportunities.
Sounds scary.
So, the Page of Wands is grounded yet playful. Someone who sees the world through a lens of curiosity. Good news, possibly through email, text, phone calls, or direct conversation is coming your way. This is great. It's saying, sissies, the good news is coming.
The good news is coming your way.
The good news is coming your way. I like that. I'll take it. Thank you, DC Tarot Deck. The comic book deck.
So stupid.
We're off the rails today. I'm excited to have you in my house.
How many minutes have we already gone?
5? 13.
Can you be watching? Thank
only
you.
13. We don't have timey. We forgot we have a Mac and timer.
Huge news.
What?
Love is Blind is out.
Oh, the trash cans are coming again, so it might get loud. We'll just keep going. I think we can find.
There, I think I see the urchins from Skid Row singing now. Over there. Yeah. Seymour. Seymour is working at Mr. Meshnick's.
Yeah. Oh, it's the recycling. After this, all we have is the compost, and we're good. That's quick. That goes by quickly.
They do it all at one time.
What do you mean?
They do it all at one time.
They do the trash, and then they do the they do this in your neighborhood.
Yeah, but they go on different days.
Oh, we do it all on the same day here.
I don't know if I don't know if I want that anywhere.
It's a lot.
Can I talk about Love Is Blind?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you. Love Is Blind episodes 1-6 are out. They're out on Netflix, and they are out on the pods at the $5 level of RG+. And
y'all are going ape shit.
We can talk about this now because it is out.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, there's some goop and gag worthy moments. Holy God.
Holy.
We have heard, we have a great meme that's out now with Jessica saying she looks like, as she said, Machine Gun Kelly's girlfriend, as we referred to Megan Fox as.
Yeah.
We all know how that went.
Didn't go good. Didn't go good.
Of anyone, y'all, of any, when you are, first of all, it's a stupid thing on Love Is Blind to say how you look like. That's not what you're supposed to do.
No.
But in your head.
In your head.
Maybe not every heterosexual man's fantasy, say. The name of Megan Fox.
Yeah.
I really do think she was trying to make sure he would pick her.
Yes.
And but think about it, it's I guess that it feels like what an irrational moment for her. I feel like she was playing the game kind of just to be picked.
I think she was playing everyone out of her own insecurity. I agree.
And now Karma's her boyfriend or her fiance. Oh, literally.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
It was
Jimmy, whose parents probably worked at a tobacco factory.
I've never seen so
at least his grandparents.
I've never seen so many sissies quickly are terrified of Matthew and abhor Jimmy.
Yeah.
It's very much a consensus.
Yeah. Jimmy's not a good guy. Jimmy, like I said before, Jimmy's the most dangerous man in that he is not a good guy who believes he's a really good guy. Mm-hmm. He's been told by his friends and girlfriends' mothers that he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. But deep down, he's not a good guy.
He's not a good guy.
Yeah.
I agree.
And then we have AD and Clay. Some of you want to say, I just want to rescue her out of the pods. We had that after a while. The problem is, I love AD, y'all. Part of her knows she's making a mistake.
She does.
I think part of her is, that's the thing. AD is self-aware.
She is.
That's the most frustrating part of it.
I agree.
And I don't think you can save a fix-a-hoe. The fix-a-hoe has to fall on her face.
This feels a little a personal attack. Little bit.
That's the thing. We can't do anything for her. She has
to. The only person
to,
that fixed me was myself.
Yeah.
Well,
she has
my
to fall. She has to fall on her face.
My meditation teacher. Yeah. My Pilates teacher. It took a team. It took a village.
Yeah. And they're still working on it.
They're still working.
It's a long way to go.
What else are we talking about? Are we doing? Oh.
Love Is Blind. The next batch of shows are going to drop on Wednesday, the 21st.
Yep.
Yeah, and that will be 7, 8, and 9. Our episodes will be out the following day.
They will be.
And we can't wait.
It's so one of our favorite seasons of Love Is Blind.
Definitely better than last season. I really enjoy a lot of this cast.
As Poodle says, it's a ride.
It's a fucking ride.
Caitlin was watching last night messages and saying things, and I went, oh, she's going to regret that.
Girl doesn't even know.
You don't even know.
Don't even know.
Oh, don't even try to get into a thread. If you've only watched 2 episodes of Love Is Blind,
don't
sit down.
Don't come.
Don't even go into the message boards until you've seen all of it, because you don't know.
I totally agree.
You're going to look foolish and people will school you.
The first episode, you're going to kind of enjoy Chelsea, and then you'll start to see what she's doing.
You're going to say something and then they're going to school you, like when Poodle was called old on Reddit, and you're going to slam your computer down and scream.
I wasn't called old. Someone asked me how old I was.
The same thing.
It felt really, really awful.
He really was upset. Anyway.
Seeking Sister Wife.
Yes.
On the $8 tier for Reality Gaze Plus.
March 4th. That's happening.
March 4th. It's happening. The Davises are back with their big bed.
I don't know. Y'all, don't pull over. We're in my apartment. I can hear the po-po and the ambulance.
And Audrey is just on the corner singing about somewhere that's green.
Hey, what can I do? Yes, we're excited for that. It's coming up quick. Golly, it is March. Boy, we're going to be doing that. So we got that coming up. I actually guested on a friend. We knew each other from when I did that Target commercial years ago. My friend Brittany, I was on her podcast called My Only Friends. And she started this podcast because she's done really interesting interviews. She started this podcast kind of in the pandemic because she was struggling with mental illness, mainly like depression, some other things as well. But really, it was watching old episodes of Friends and kind of nostalgic television that got her through. So what she does on her podcast is she asks everybody, what was an episode of television something that you turned to whenever you felt kind of needing to be uplifted? And so we talked about
that's a cool idea.
It's a great idea. It was a great podcast. We talked about it. It's, again, My Only Friends. It's on her Instagram. But I wanted, and of course,
What's your episode that you did?
I talked about an old Wonder Woman episode. Because I wanted to give something different. The episode where Deborah Winger was Wonder Girl, because then I imagined that I could be Wonder Girl. I was very excited.
I assumed she was just like, what the fuck is this?
No, we had a really great conversation. She really liked it. Like,
was she born when this was airing?
No.
Yeah.
We talk a lot. I don't know what is all edit. We talk about, honestly, our disappointment in Justin Timberlake, because we met on a Justin Timberlake commercial.
Yeah.
That's how we met. So we talk about that, but we talk about, we do talk about Friends and stuff too. But I wanted to ask you, what is your, when you're in a low place.
It's to the left right now.
What? Great. What is like an episode of television that you, or is there a moment like where that you kind of watch that helps you kind of summon yourself or
summon myself.
I don't know, either get, if you need to like get out of bed that day and you don't feel like doing it, or you feel a little what's something that you watch that uplifts
an episode of television
or a part of a movie or what would you, is there something you go back to that you don't rewatch stuff a lot, but if you do,
I'm not a big rewatcher,
but is there anything that you, or do you go and find the newest Keira Knightley or newest somebody's baby died?
What?
I don't know. True crime
baby
shit.
Is it?
Is there anything nostalgic that you go back and reminisce about that?
Okay. I think I know what you're saying.
Like she talked about, she actually interviewed your friend Stan because a lot of, she said the most talked about by
Golden
far
Girls.
Is Golden Girls is what people remember.
I think, are you talking about something that that like when you're having a crap day that you need,
I think it could be either
escape,
like a crap
or escape
day, or you need an escape. Like this wasn't a thing for me until my dad was sick. When I was in caretaking, I didn't watch any dramas. I just kind of, I watched some nostalgic stuff or some new things, but it was definitely in the
I think for me, and this is weird, and this is, it's not necessarily stuff that is when I'm having a bad day. It's stuff that when I need to somewhat feel grounded and normal, or when I sometimes, what my therapist and I call numbing, when I'm just stressed and I want to just disassociate, which is not always healthy.
But it's not always a bad thing either.
Law and Order SVU.
Oh, I think that is for a lot of people.
I have seen that show. I've seen almost every episode. I don't love the new episodes, to be honest. I have seen almost every episode of, let's say, the first 10 seasons at least 3 times.
Is there an episode of Law and Order that you see that no matter what you're doing, you'll stop and watch it?
Anything with sexual tension between Christopher Maloney and Mariska Hargitay.
Ah.
Anything also with really great guest stars.
So you just hear the bump bump and you immediately go,
oh. No, my body whole, my body just relaxes.
I love that. I think that's true for a lot of people.
I think, and I will say, I think it also depends on which day, which DA it is. I like Diane Neal, who played Casey Novak, but I really love Stephanie March, who was Alex, the blonde. Loved her. And I liked Barba. I liked Raul Esparza.
Oh, he's cute.
But some of them, I liked some of them better than others.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's, I think, Law and Order SVU.
You look so nice in my apartment with the light and the green and the pink behind you and the green couch.
And I'm wearing a green shirt.
The velvet couch. Yeah.
I love Seinfeld reruns too.
Ah,
those
that's
of you,
true.
Those of you, you know that because yeah, it's the same. It's the jokes are never not funny to me, even though I know they're coming.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good. I'm glad. So listen to My Only Friends. It's with my friend Brittany. It'll be on. So just wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to check that out and follow her show.
Really hurt her.
She's actually, I will say too, she's a good look, y'all, I've been on a lot of podcasts and people.
Yeah.
She's a good interviewer and asked me questions. Oh, wow. I was like, oh, I never thought. I talked about things I've never talked about before.
Y'all, more huge news.
What?
We did a collab recently. It's going to air, I want to say the 28th of February. It's going to air on their podcast. We also did something for their Patreon. With Joey and Ellen from I Think Not.
We had a ball.
I just heard collective gasps, even though we're recording this on Thursday and it's airing on Sunday.
Some woman in Idaho just realized she could lay an egg. Just
We're the same family. We're the same tribe of theater people. We have a very similar sense of humor.
There's a very disgusting text thread now just happening between us all. So.
And we're friends forever. It's going to be, we're going to have them on our show as well.
Yeah.
We're very excited. We had such a good time talking about frogging episode 10 of Frogging Hider in My House, which was absolutely terrifying.
And don't get it twisted. I did talk about the episode 5 that took place in Ardmore because I got a little bit of Oklahoma tea from my brother. If you're watching the video, Poodle can't get comfortable in my house.
No, I can't at all.
Do you need another pillow? You've already conned on my like faux leather pillows because you want to fuck on them because it reminds you of poodle pillows in bathhouses, which honestly did me too. If you feel like if I lay on my back without a shirt on, I'm like, oh wait a minute, why does that feel so familiar?
We had a really good time talking. We also did a swamp talk with them on their subscribing. Anyway, I think that's it.
We are going to be talking about the happily ever after couples. We're going to talk about them on part 2.
Yes.
And then I think that's it, right? Yeah.
I think that's it. Where are we? What's the time?
27 minutes. It took you, Poodle, a long time to get comfortable. Uh-oh,
I'm
showing my
yet.
Toes on the intimate
Uh-oh,
portrait. Uh-oh,
I don't sissies, do this.
Sissies go crazy.
I don't do this because
I was once told I could be a foot model. Ooh. Okay. Look at these creamy toes.
Get it off of me. Get it off of me. First of all, no one said you could be a foot model.
Yes.
What?
Yes, they're perfectly, they don't, like my toe's not longer than my big toe. They just go in a whoop.
That's actually not very effective.
It doesn't
for
matter.
Walking.
Beauty is not effective. The amount of men that have put their toes or slid their dick in between my digits down there is too many to count.
I like that nice hammer toe.
I don't have a hammer toe. You're trying. Uh-oh, my Alexa went off.
Your father's mad
my
that I'm
father,
calling your toes.
He's like, don't come after my son. My dad's stuck in my Alexa, y'all. This show's off the rails.
Stop it, Alexa. Shut the fuck up.
I should have taken a gummy for this.
Chelsea,
I did not.
Chelsea, go fuck a blonde in heaven. We're busy.
Yeah, go find one, Dad. No, we're going to talk about Hey Couples a little bit. And
what did I say that Frank was busy doing? Frank from Smothered making a waistcoat for St. Peter.
Yeah, you did say that. You did say that.
And is that that's heavenly reward?
Let's do this.
I always enjoy my St. Peter.
Can we just hope this is the last time we see him?
Justin and, by the way, this episode is 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Episode 17, You May Now Kiss the Bride.
I don't like these. Well, they're better than The Single Life.
And Justin, the titles.
Yes, at least better than The Single Life. Nikki and Justin, he's wearing a shirt with her on the back.
I don't think he was wearing underwear, by the way.
I have to go back and watch.
I don't think he was wearing underwear.
Could you see a head outline?
No, his butt. I think he was Porky Pigging it. He was wearing pants, but
not
like
Porky Pigging it.
His butt was like you could see his cheeks.
He's got a nice ass. He's got an amazing body.
Yeah.
Do you think all it took for her was to see him wear her shirt and that like she forgave everything?
All it took for her was to have sex with her.
Boy, this is some revisionist fucking history from what we saw.
No, this just tells you everything's been fake the whole time, because she's unhappy anytime she's not freshly fucked.
Oh, you can relate to that.
Maybe.
That is when you're the happiest.
No, it's not even, it's that happiness has no, happiness is a red herring. I'm just calm.
Wow. Happiness is a red herring. You're welcome, America.
Happiness is an illusion.
You're welcome, Canada.
We're lucky with just enjoy your time of contentment. Everyone is chasing happiness like it's fucking real. What's real? Oh, yeah. What's real is just to sit back and have a moment that says, no one is actively coming for my throat right fucking now. That is your moment.
All right.
Take that.
Wow.
Stop chasing this kind of perfection of happiness.
Poodle stress about a show. That reminds me.
No. I'm not stressed. No, that is how I feel.
I know. Also, that did remind me, though. Canadian sissies, you might want to check out tour dates as well. There might be some tour dates for you.
You keep saying that like they're like three continents away.
Well, I think they feel a little left out. They didn't get Discovery Plus until after everybody. They've had a hard time, Canadian sissies. They just want the same shit we all get.
Wait, they're people?
Yeah, they're going to be people when you're fucking them in Toronto.
Do they eat like we eat? Do they poop how we poop?
They poop how we poop. So, Nikki is...
Canadians are people, too.
Canadians are people, too. So... they made love after the engagement party.
Her coochie's happy. His pee-pee's happy.
Everything's good.
And as he said, I enjoyed our night together last night. And she says, now I can go home with a part of you.
I know what that means.
And he said, more like a million parts of me. And I went, you know, normally I'm into talking like this, but this is gross. Because it's you two.
I don't know what my mother would say to me. Can you imagine if your mother watched that when you were talking about someone's semen being inside you?
No.
Now, granted.
No.
You've done it on this podcast.
Yeah.
But if you were on national television.
Oh, they'd have to be dead.
What would Mother Poodle
disgusting.
Say?
She's like, she'd go, what? How could you say that? Oh, that's just, oh. That's just, no.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay, all of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So, y'all, we have literally spent... They were on at least every other episode.
Fighting every single time. There was maybe one episode where there was someone happy. 13
episodes in Moldova.
Yes.
On an episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
But some sissies have said, and I forgot who the couples were, they said this has happened before, where we've had couples on 90 Day Fiancé that they went over there. I just didn't remember.
Who?
Maybe they can comment again. I already forgot who it was.
That's such a Trump thing to say, as people are saying.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean...
If you bring receipts next time.
I'm not going to remember that.
I want to know who it was then.
Okay. Tell Poodle, y'all.
Because 90 Day Fiancé is supposed to be when the person comes over, they have a 90-day time limit, and the shot clock goes off. Otherwise, and then Uncle Sam metaphorically kicks them out of the country if they don't get married.
Well, I guess we had American woman and British guy who, remember, poked someone's eye out? She went over there to see him.
That was before the 90 days.
That was before?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's the thing. They reserve stuff like this for before the 90 days.
It's all different now.
Or the other way.
There's no...
Well, here's how they kept up the illusion, I think.
We have people on Happily Ever After that aren't even married this season.
Yes.
This like, mood. Oh, wait, no, they are married. I forgot.
It's what people have a problem with is Big Ed and Liz.
Yeah.
Small Ed and Liz.
Anyway, all right, so she's leaving today. Justin's feeling sad. And again, it's like, yes, we have fights, but our relationship, every fight has that. Our relationship is really good together.
No,
and I'm like, what
no,
the
it's
fuck?
Not. How many, I will say this. I really am a big believer in, I don't like qualifying, you know, things saying, because I think there's a gray area for everything. But like if you have a calendar and you mark down, how many good days have we had? If you mark down check or X, it's a binary, I know, and your month looks like 20 X's.
No, that's something I've done with clients in therapy.
And 10 checks, then you need to work on your relationship for sure. If it's 28 X's and 2 checks, you're in real deep shit.
Is that when you know it's not going to work out, but you still fuck them again one more time?
How good's the dick? That's what I got to know. Well, no, these aren't relationships.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but no, that's, yeah, I've done that with
Clinton. But like, look at this. How many of these days, how often was it just an absolute shit show where they were just horrible to each other?
She'll say it was the edit, that they didn't have a lot of good stuff.
Hmm. And that might be fair.
But she was only there, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Y'all, it doesn't. Again, I agree with Poodle. It feels so fake. So,
shit.
Oh, no. Poodle dropped his iPad.
It's fine.
Bless your heart.
Cool.
So, they're. She's sweet. He's sweet. They're all in love. She says, if you cheat on me, I'll cut your throat. Cut, no. Fucking cut your throat.
No. I'll cut your dick off. You didn't hear it right.
I didn't hear it right.
It's much worse, and it's much more Nikki. And y'all, again, it feels like this is a couple, this is a different side of them that kept saying, you know, thank you for showing me a part of you that I've never seen before. It's just like, this is so disingenuous to do this at the end, to try to make a happy ending out of something. First of all, no relationship is, what they do a good job on 90 Day of Showing is no relationship is perfect. And these two motherfuckers are trying to act like they've got something really special. And it is fucking insulting.
I agree with that.
Go fuck yourselves. I hate both of you.
Well, he drops her off at the airport and then she leaves.
And then she says, we have a few months till the K-1 starts. So why the fuck was she even over here?
To be on TV.
Ding, ding, ding.
Same for him. And then we already see next week she's crying because apparently he's just using her.
Yeah, everything's over.
This is a weird 90-day fiancé in that. It was a good season. I like this season. But we've never had someone get married, like with Sam and Sheetrim, we'll talk about, where someone gets married. Usually that's the end. But no, we've got one more episode because we got to wait to see if he goes to jail.
It's very Love After Lockup.
Very Love After Lockup.
Yeah. We got to wait to see if he gets got to go in the pokey or not.
Go in the pokey.
Should we take this time to do a corner?
Oh, y'all. I am very excited. Well, we talked a long time. I could do it next episode, too. What do you think? We're at 40 minutes, 38
no,
minutes.
No, let's do a corner and then talk about Rob and Sophie and then do the next three episodes.
This was at the Super Bowl, and there was too much stuff. Poodle didn't see the commercial, so that's why he didn't think about it.
I completely missed the commercial.
I just want to say I'm very excited about Beyoncé's country album. I've listened to it a million times.
You listened to the song.
There's two.
Two songs.
There is Zane Tech, Texas Hold'em, and then
Texas Hold'em is
carriages.
The one that I heard.
16 Carriages. It's a great song, too.
Yeah.
16 Carriages is great, too. It's like a, it's country, too, but it's got like a little bit more of like country rock. Yeah. I'm very excited.
I'm going to say, when I heard it, I was kind of like, I think it's definitely a country song, and I was kind of like, but she did this with Daddy Lessons. Why are people freaking the fuck out?
Because the whole album is going
to
be country.
I know,
album.
But I'm saying people seem to be freaking out.
That's
just
a new sound
with this,
for her.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe because Lemonade was just... Which people did freak out about Lemonade.
Yeah.
Because that was she should have won the best album.
I think
that,
we just have very short memories.
Yeah.
In general. I think
she's also branding it.
I think that's what's different.
It's so much...
She's basically saying, I'm going to do a country album and I'm going to be a country artist for a while. So watch me, fuckers.
And what I love about it, as a queer person, like y'all, I have been offered like Stagecoach tickets before. That's a big country festival, kind of like Coachella. And I often don't go to those because like Maren Morris has left country, is saying she's leaving country music because... her words, the politics of it. But I will say that, like, I don't necessarily... I remember I went to a Carrie Underwood show at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
I went with my friend, and it was a very different vibe of people that were there. But it was the Hollywood Bowl. It's L.A.
Yeah.
I felt very safe there. And I remember I was sitting on a bench waiting for my friend to come out of the bathroom. She came. She sat down. It was our friend Angel, Sissy Angel.
Yeah.
And she sat down, and we were talking. And she said something, I kind of laughed, and I bumped shoulders with this probably white man, early 60s beside me, and he kind of turned and looked at me, and he said, and he gave me a dirty look, and then he saw I was with my friend who was a woman, and he said to me, oh, it's okay, you're with a woman.
Oh.
So, like, he thought, probably, I'm going to Los Angeles where all the faggots are.
Yeah.
And so I am very hesitant to
But go. Then you opened your mouth, and he went,
yeah,
now
yeah.
I'm...
He was like, yeah, honey, I'm right. Yeah. But no, actually, I didn't because I was scared. Yeah. And so that's, I don't go to a lot of country music concerts because I don't necessarily feel safe in these venues. And so because recently, country music is associated with white, conservative, quote, whatever, patriot, all of that kind of...
Culturally, that has been the bent for like the last at least 40, 50 years. Yes.
Well, I would say, especially though, it's like doubled down in the last like 20, thanks to people
I would agree.
Toby Keith, who's now dead, and things
like
that. Speak
less of the dead, yeah.
But so...
I agree with you.
And that's
I
not... There's
what
people
saying.
Like Casey Musgraves, and there's been Mickey Guyton, who I love Mickey Guyton.
A black country singer.
Who's a black country, which if Beyonce...
Jimmy Allen,
Beyonce
Kane Brown.
Should give Mickey... Kane Brown, I love Kane. Mickey Guyton should give Beyonce... Or Beyonce should give Mickey Guyton some... Because what that woman has done with country music in her space. So I'm just excited as a queer person... And I know some friends, like I have some friends that are black from the South that are very excited.
What do you think? Because they think this might change some of the demographics?
I feel like, well, yeah, what was it? There's been a, I think it's exciting because I think what Beyonce didn't say she was doing, but did, especially after going to the Renaissance concert and hearing the album, I think Beyonce, this is just my own theory. I think Beyonce wanted to make a queer black album to tell people, I'm going to make something that's overtly queer and black people who have not been supportive of the LGBTQ community get it with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like now she's doing this with country music of saying it's not just going to be, I forget, it's Darius Rucker anymore. It's not going to be just people on the fringes of country music. I'm doing this. I mean, I think historically you just learned that didn't like... Black people created the banjo, I believe.
No, that was made with gourds. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, black people have a history of country music in this country that has kind of been, lack of a better word, whitewashed.
It's basically in the early days of country music, because that was what it was like, blues. The country music comes from blues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And country music comes from both blues and Appalachian folk music. And it's kind of a blend of the two.
Yeah.
The original, because if you listen to like the original Hank Williams stuff was he said I learned, Hank Williams was saying, I learned to sing by listening to black female blues musicians.
Oh really? I didn't know that. See, this is why it's good to have a music person.
Yeah. Well, like there's a long history but like after a while you find yourself, why would a black person want to espouse country music with kind of like what it means culturally for them?
Yeah. Same reason they probably don't feel safe going to a the way I don't. So I think this is Beyonce saying, I'm going to fucking try to move the needle.
Would love that.
I'm very excited.
I'm wondering.
It's a hard thing to do.
I'm wondering if people will just go to a Beyonce concert that will feature country music, but they won't. I wonder how much it will quote unquote, so to speak, integrate into country music.
Yeah, I know. I hope that she includes other country artists.
That would be a way.
Like that's one reason why I love Casey Musgraves. She's done a lot of. I mean, she had the opening of her, which she has an album coming out in March too. I'm very excited. But her two albums ago, she did the album release party at a drag bar with drag queens lip syncing.
Yeah.
And like the record company was furious about it.
What I would love Beyonce to do is to play the fucking Grand Ole Opry.
Yes. Yes.
Because then.
Yes.
You would, then it would be, and she would go there and be with country like greats.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're paying respects to what's come there, and you're not just saying I'm gonna go take over this and do my own thing.
Yeah,
that would be interesting.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Sorry, trash can.
Good God, is it all fucking day?
This is the compo, the green one. So then we're done. Anyway, and that's the end of my. I just wanted to say we talked so much about the Super Bowl last week and the commercials and stuff like that.
We didn't
have
a chance. Yeah.
And you didn't see that commercial, so you didn't bring it up. But
I heard this. I heard one song. I need to listen to the other one.
It's on. I actually think you would like that even more. It's on repeat in my house. I'm very excited, and I know some sissies are too because you've been talking about it and messaging me about it. So that's it. And if you don't know who Mickey Guyton is, she's amazing. Sorry, my iPad's broken. Something's going on here.
It's I. I've got my eyes open for it, and I don't think I'm as
well, you're not a country fan.
I'm also not as optimistic as you that it will.
No, I think it's this would be like something Broadway for you. Like, it's just country music is the heart of my favorite music.
And yeah.
So I'm just excited.
You listened to it that much.
I don't ever see
your presets on your radio.
It got deleted because the battery, I had to redo the battery. But yeah, I had country music. Yeah.
Interesting.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I always found country music to me, besides 90s country music, just to be, as a gay person, not welcoming at all.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of the artists I listen to are like, Texas Hold'em reminds me of some of the stuff that you would have heard on the latest Chicks album, Gaslighter.
Okay.
That kind of sound, which is great too. So I'm hoping that Beyonce does a lot of collaborations with other country artists.
Me too.
That would be fantastic.
Because I think then you're saying I'm not here to either take part of this sound or just to come in here and be a newer person in this. I'm here to be a collaborator.
Well, and also, especially these giving, just to help. I could see her helping other, particularly black country artists, find an audience. Anyway,
I think that would be great.
Let's do it. Where are we now?
Sophie
and Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Is this guy, is he ever just going to try to be redeemable ever? This guy, this is the perfect example of Rob.
He's incapable of that because he already thinks he's redeemed.
It really is. He's an asshole to his future mother-in-law, treats her like hell, and then he decides to blow up an air mattress and make an air mattress bed to show that he's a great guy and loves her daughter. He does the least.
It's yes. And I think you're setting up an unrealistic expectation that this, is it really still going on?
Well, the trash, they go down to the end of the street and then they turn around and then now they're coming back. But they should do the other side of the street.
Is it an all-day thing?
It's a process. Yes. Yes. It should be done. Y'all, it always comes in the morning and the one-time poodle comes over in the afternoon. This should be it, though.
I will say, I think we're being unrealistic expecting him to change. And I'm not saying he can't change, because I think he can. He will take so much credit for any change that he makes, it will exhaust you, and it's only going to make him a worse person. Because he still thinks he's right about everything.
He does.
And so everything he does, he has zero awareness.
Yeah, that's true.
And when they're working out, she's like, let me know if my boob pops out. He's like, boob. And I will say, this was the first time I'd seen him smile and laugh.
And they make each other laugh. Like, I don't think we've ever seen them like. She was giggling at him. He was. I've never seen that.
It is 5 days into their wedding. They are going to Santa Barbara.
I still say Rob's not a bad guy. He just.
I don't. Can I say, what does that mean? Well, what does that mean?
He's not a Bilal. He's. Thank God they're not on Happily Ever After.
I was happy about that.
He's not an Ed. Do I think he has a lot of narcissistic qualities? Yes, but it actually.
I think it could be just as dangerous.
I didn't say not as dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't think Jimmy from Love is Blind is a bad guy. But I think he's a dangerous bad guy. I guess he doesn't have malintent. It's just, it makes me sad because he feels like his own prisoner of his own construction of what his identity needs to be, and that imprisons him from being his true self.
I think you need to roll back on the empathy just a little bit.
Well, my Enneagram says it's my superpower.
Yeah, but think what it's done the rest of your life too.
Got me here.
I'm saying
wouldn't be friends with your ass.
I'm saying maybe empathy is great, but when you start saying, well, Rob, because of blah blah blah, I think that's misplaced. Because he has taken everything. He is hoping that you have empathy for him for this.
No, but, and what I was going to say is that he's actually probably more hoping that you have sympathy for him because I can have
that's it. All
I,
he wants.
I don't have sympathy for him because what is crazy is that you see, this is why I've loved watching them because it's such a good example of manipulation already. Sophie's mom completely goes back on just her having an honest reaction to him and acting like she was the one in the wrong for having this reaction to him.
It's because he has this quality of he's not happy unless someone's feeling like they owe him something. And he will guilt trip you either somewhere. He learned this somewhere. This was taught. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was from an immediate family member or something, but he learned how to make everyone he's with feel like they are nothing. Mm-hmm. And Sophie's mom called that out.
Yeah. The only thing that I don't think she normally would have done this. The only thing that explains this to me is she just did it because she knows
that's it.
It's a fool's errand to try to get Sophie out of this, and I'm just going to go along with the flow.
She is waiting for when her daughter calls her crying.
Oh yes,
as we said that.
Yes,
So later on, she's meeting her mom to pick up the bouquet, and he hasn't talked to her mom, and. And Sophie makes this excuse, and this is how you can tell that Sophie is just, I think the word brainwashed isn't really accurate here, but Sophie is completely, she has just been red-pilled by this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she says, you know, we've been putting each other first since the fight. What does that mean? What does that... That means we've been mostly hanging out with each other because it's better when I let him control me. And I let
that's
him...
That's what I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. And y'all, putting each other first when you're with Rob is letting Rob make the decisions and listening to what Rob wants to do. And listening to how Rob could have been successful and something... if things hadn't gotten in his way. God, I hate this guy.
He's not also, so they're in the gym that you know, they have all this. They're
going, yeah, we already
so
saw
then later
that.
We see, I'm more upset that Sophie goes with her mom to pick out flowers. Maybe come for me, sissies, but I'm sorry. Pink and blue is not a good flower combination for your wedding.
Oh, I didn't even think of it.
Pink and blue?
I guess.
I don't think that's pretty. Maybe a navy, but pink and blue flowers?
The color that this woman had wasn't really pink.
It's the fact Sophie said that's what she wants, and I went, like a dog trying to understand its master, giving them a new my head just tilted from side to side. Anyway, sorry, I just wanted to say that. Yeah, so I think we kind of talked all over the place, but basically she comes there for the last night to stay with them. No one helps her with her bags or anything. Nobody even goes out to meet her.
Rob sits on the couch.
Get your ass up. You see that she's there and go fucking get her bags and help her.
Did you see what?
You piece of shit.
Well, you know why he won't do that? Because that would be, he thinks she needs to ask she needs to say she's sorry to him because what he did wasn't wrong. I can say this with confidence. He will never really apologize and mean it. And that's a horrible thing, y'all. Take a moment with that. If you're with someone who you know will never really apologize because they're not sorry, they'll fake apologize and they won't mean it. That's run, because that is someone who will never be able to fully emotionally connect with you. This guy can't do that. I liked it when mom said, she's like, have you heard about the princess and the frog? And she goes, I call him a frog. And I'm like, you idiot. And she's
I
like,
don't think Sophie's that.
No, she's not. And Claire's like, you put a ring on him, he turns into a prince. I'm like, I don't think you got the fairy tale right.
She got the story
right.
Wrong, but I knew what she meant. And so, and she basically, though, what we say, getting married isn't going to fix the problem.
Yeah.
And they think it is.
So anyway, y'all.
That's where the mom's like, I'm getting on board because they're doing this. And, you know, as before even the mom gets it, Rob's like, oh, she better not talk about this. And there's three police. I don't want to hear how small the room is and da-da-da and blah, blah, blah.
One thing I want to point out. I saw something in this with her mom and the mom's behavior that I was like, oh, so that's why Sophie chose someone like Rob. Because her mom outside says, chastise Sophie for, you didn't have my back in there.
Yeah.
It was, I like, the chills went down my neck.
I think she,
And I went, oh, she has a side to her like Rob.
Yeah.
That's how she knows him.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me really. It actually made me really sad. And
not that she's a bad, but it's just that is, yeah.
No,
Sophie.
she's a constant victim as well.
I think Sophie probably was a parentified child. I think whatever happened with Sophie and her dad and her mom, like she was taking a lot of emotional labor with her mom.
Yeah, and then y'all, they're gonna go to Santa Barbara in the morning. And they're going to get married. And we're going to have to watch it.
We're going to have to watch it.
I don't think they're together anymore. I think even if they did get married, I know he has moved.
He's still in L.A. I think he's moved to apartments. Or
no, I think he has moved cities.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We'll find out. By the
way. He did a live.
We might even have to do a special episode of Classless because Sissy Mary emailed us. I don't know if you saw, but currently the Where Are They Now for our Happily Ever After is 38 pages long. She said, you're going to have to turn off Reba McEntire for this one.
You know what? It may just have to be a special episode.
It might
episode.
Be a special episode. We might have to do it because y'all, the cast of Happily Ever After that we're finishing on our Patreon is so messy. It's so good.
Oh, God. Sissy, Mary Sissy Detective.
I think we should end it there before we
I agree
couple.
Because I want
you talk too long.
I wanna end with at least three fun things and then Clayton and Annalie. Because we're gonna talk about Gino and Jasmine's wedding, Sam and Chitra's American wedding, and will she or won't she, Annalie?
Yeah.
Yo, she's gonna go. They don't do this where someone just doesn't
know.
Show up.
I don't
she's
know.
Gonna come on. Come on.
I kind of hope she
What's
doesn't.
That?
Uh-oh, the Leaf people are here.
Cut it off.
That's the show, everybody. That's your part.
I hate your neighborhood. It's awful.
We're living in the city. Hot times living
so
in the city.
So do I.
No, you're in the back corner. By like museums. Not me. I'm in the grit. All right, everybody. I just put my ass out the window and say, hey, get up here.
Someone goes, be quiet, Mrs. Rodriguez.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everybody. That's the show. Don't get it twisted. Part two is going to be in my apartment, too. So Poodle's going to be just as uncomfortable, but a little tipsier because he's going to
have a drink.
Ooh, I might get a hard noon. Can I have a gummy?
A high noon.
That's what I said.
You said hard noon.
Oh. A high noon. Can I have a gummy?
No!
He won't let me have one, so well, I'll just have a nooner. Anyway, okay, we'll see you next week. Or see you tomorrow. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have ever been sent home with a million parts of someone else inside you.
Text.
Welcome to club.
Hi, Mrs. Rodriguez!